WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
And we begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. All eyes ahead towards Christmas, Dan.
That's right, and I will caution you, we have a storm system moving in for Thursday night into Friday, right at the start of that Christmas holiday rush, and right now it is looking like just rain with warmer air on the way. Today will be quiet, although it is windy out there this morning, gusts in the last 5 minutes even to 35 miles an hour, and that'll continue through the morning before calming down this afternoon. Plenty of sunshine today, chilly temperatures. We're pretty much stuck in the mid to upper 30s from now through the rest of the day. The wind will die down tonight. It'll be clear and cold, lows in the lower to mid-20s, and tomorrow actually reads like a decent mid-December day with partly sunny skies and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Thursday, clouds increase, but temperatures too. We'll see 40s in the afternoon, 50s Thursday night, but again, that storm system will start to deliver rain showers starting Thursday afternoon or evening. Right now, Newark 35, Burlington 37, and Eatontown 35.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Governor Murphy was crowing that New Jersey Transit has met its year-end goal of installing positive train control. It's already years behind schedule. The system is designed to help avoid collisions and derailments. But this morning, you are no safer on your ride to work, and the big delays and cancellations will continue. Even though the year-end deadline for installation on the equipment has been met, the system is not even close to being fully operational.
NJ Transit boss Kevin Corbett says 282 locomotives and cab cars have been equipped with PTC, but additional work needs to be completed.
Throughout the next 2 years, we'll finish installing PTC equipment on the remaining 158 locomotives and cab cars. We'll continue advancing our testing so that we may enter into the full revenue service demonstration phase.
Governor Murphy says there are still more hills to climb, but the agency is
working as hard as possible to get things right at every level.
In Kearney, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are starting out in the 30s. Thermometer reads above freezing, but with the wind chill this morning, it certainly will feel like it is below 32. It'll be a sunny, windy day today, and gusts this morning could top 35 miles an hour. Afternoon temperatures only in the upper 30s. Wind should die down tonight, clear and cold. And again, we're keeping an eye on a storm system that'll arrive Thursday into Friday. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, we'll have more on New Jersey Transit's reforms and why you won't bring an end to the big delays anytime soon, and the prospect of a federal government shutdown on Friday. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Now, New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures this morning are above freezing, but it feels colder than that as the winds kick up. Wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour this morning. Winds die down tonight, but it'll remain cold, and we are keeping an eye on a storm system that could arrive Thursday into Friday. Few, if any, signs of progress have emerged as President Trump and Democratic lawmakers continue a standoff over funding the government and avoiding a partial shutdown midnight Friday. The main sticking point is Trump's demand for $5 billion to build a border wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Even a partial shutdown would leave hundreds of thousands of federal employees furloughed or working without pay over the holiday season. Costs would likely be in the billions of dollars. More on New Jersey Transit this morning. To get positive train control installed by the end-of-year deadline, New Jersey Transit has been pulling trains out of service for months, causing even more delays than normal. Governor Murphy says the agency just met the installation deadline. Service, however, isn't going to improve for a while.
Governor Murphy says meeting the PTC deadline was a huge accomplishment, but commuters should not think all of the cancellation and delay problems plaguing NJ Transit will suddenly disappear.
I'm not suggesting we have a magic moment, but all of what's being done here means that the incidences of what's been going on should be reduced.
I'll stay laser focused on NJ Transit to make sure the commuter experience becomes the best in the nation, says Murphy. I will not let up on this for 1 second. In Kearney, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Meanwhile, a separate package of reform measures are advancing in the legislature. They include expanding New Jersey Transit's board of directors to include both regular bus and train riders, a more convenient public hearing schedule, a new customer advocate for commuters. A woman who admitted coming to the U.S. illegally and getting a job at President Trump's Bedminster golf course is now seeking asylum in the U.S. Victorina Morales says her life would be in danger if she was sent back to Guatemala, in part due to the publicity she's gotten since coming forward. Since she was interviewed by the New York Times, Morales has claimed abusive working conditions of the golf course and claims many illegals have been working there. Lawmakers took a belated step Monday towards rectifying a concern caused by a new limit on the maximum size of ammunition magazines, which started last week. It made it impossible for some police officers to drive home from work with a loaded gun.
In May, Governor Phil Murphy signed a law that reduced the maximum capacity of ammunition magazines from 15 rounds to 10. It had an exception for on-duty police officers or those commuting to and from duty, but not while off-duty. State PBA President Patrick Colligan says that created a problem.
We had officers that were told by their chiefs and some of the prosecutor's offices that they couldn't leave their headquarters with the magazines that are provided in their duty guns.
The limit took effect December 10th. The Senate had passed a bill fixing the error in July, but the Assembly failed to do so at voting sessions in September and October. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:10. The same farm that produced E. coli-tainted romaine lettuce that sparked a massive recall is now recalling red and green leaf lettuce as well as cauliflower. The California farm says they are making the recall out of an abundance of caution. None of their samples has tested positive for E. coli. It doesn't appear any of the lettuce was shipped to New Jersey, but the cauliflower was. The Great Tunnel Debate has been settled. You should see new or rearranged holiday decorations on the entrance to the Holland Tunnel this morning. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with more of the details. Patrick?
Eric, these decorations on the face of the toll plaza had been the same, at least to our knowledge, for years. A wreath covering the O in Holland, that checks out. A wreath covering the U in Tunnel. Well, that makes it look like Tunnel, but maybe a reference to nearby Tunnelly Circle or Tunnelly Avenue. Acceptable. But what's that tree doing covering the N in Holland? It was just geometrically centered between the two wreaths, but, said commuter Corey Windelspecht, it would look much nicer over the A. 42% of 20,000-plus voters in a Port Authority poll agreed with him and also chose to remove that second wreath altogether. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. As he continues to spend time in Iowa and New Hampshire mulling a presidential bid, New Jersey U.S. Senator Cory Booker addressed long rumors that he was gay. If someone on Twitter would make a comment about his sexuality, he'd often respond in an ambiguous way and says he did it to challenge homophobia. But now Booker proclaims he is heterosexual. That's my authentic self, Booker says. If he were to be elected president, Booker would be the first single man to hold the office since the 1800s. By law, New Jersey this year was forced to spend millions more than usual on programs designed to help people quit smoking or prevent them from starting. Even with the added funds, New Jersey still ranks among the worst states for the amount of money spent on those efforts.
The $7.2 million being spent by Jersey this fiscal year on tobacco cessation and prevention amounts to about 7% of what the CDC recommends. But it's still plenty more than what's been spent over the past several years. Karen Blumenfeld with Global Advisors on Smoke-Free Policy says any added funding is good as long as we can ensure it's actually producing results.
And the only way to do that is to follow up on reports from the organizations that have been provided with that funding.
The adult smoking rate in New Jersey is 14%, 8.2% among high school students. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:12. Sunny but cold today, and there is a storm system on the way. An extended look at the forecast with Dan, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zero.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. So, Dan, everybody's starting to look forward to Christmas, and
yeah,
we got a system that's going to come in before then, huh?
This is true, right at the beginning of the Christmas holiday rush, but it's just like the last one, as warming temperatures come in, really looking like rain at this point. We may even hit 60 degrees by the end of the week. Today, though, is the windy, blustery day, with gusts to 35 miles an hour throughout this morning. It is going to be bright and sunny for your Tuesday, but chilly. Temperatures pretty much stuck in the mid to upper 30s for the rest of the day. The wind dies down tonight. It'll be clear and cold with lows in the 20s. Pretty nice day tomorrow. Partly sunny and quiet. Highs lower to mid 40s. Clouds and temperatures start to increase on Thursday. We'll see rain showers late day Thursday, and then Friday looks wet. We'll also be on the lookout for wind and coastal flooding threat too. New Jersey First News Time coming up on 5:16.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, all signs continue to point to a federal government shutdown starting this Friday as Democrats in Congress and the president argue over funding a border wall with Mexico. Despite a lot of backslapping over New Jersey Transit meeting a deadline for positive train control, the system is still at least a year away from functionality. In sports, Suns over the Knicks of the Garden, Sixers lose in San Antonio, the Islanders beat the Avs. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. Pretty windy out there, and we'll call it blustery. Temperatures in the 30s, wind chills only in the 20s this morning. It'll be sunny today, windy through the first half of the day. Temperatures pretty much stuck in the mid to upper 30s through this afternoon. New Jersey First News Time still 5:19.
Jersey Radio.
You guys are in a class of your own.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22, it is on this Tuesday morning as we are fast approaching the holiday weekend. We are keeping our eye on a storm system that could arrive Thursday into Friday and bring some wet weather. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. You will see sunshine overhead today, but it'll be windy and cold. That wind will die down, hopefully, by the time we get into this evening. Having already doubled the number of patients in the medical marijuana program to 38,000, the Murphy administration has now selected six businesses to double the number of dispensaries to 12, so long as their applications are approved. And they get municipal approval as well.
Dispensaries were approved in Phillipsburg, Patterson, Elizabeth, Ewing, Atlantic City, and Vineland. Ken Walski of the Coalition for Medical Marijuana New Jersey says host communities benefit from employment opportunities and property tax revenues, but that the best part will be convenience and better supply for the program's 38,000 patients.
Many of the alternative treatment centers are running out of strains, and they have not top quality buds that are available to patients, unfortunately, even though patients are paying top dollar.
There were 146 applications for the six licenses. Those chosen must now pass background checks and clear other hurdles before they can open. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:24. The Roman Catholic Jesuit province, serving much of the eastern U.S., including New Jersey, is releasing the names of Jesuits facing credible or established accusations of sexual abuse of minors. Some of these date back to 1950. A letter from the order claims most cases are decades old, the most recent in 2002. They are hoping the disclosure, they say, will contribute to reconciliation and healing. Aiming to save lives and money, a package of proposed laws in New Jersey creates a system that supporters hope would put an end to a revolving door of gunshot injuries at hospitals throughout New Jersey.
Assemblyman Lou Greenwald says individuals who become victims of gun violence are at a very high risk of being a victim again or committing violent acts themselves. Over half of the state's gun violence occurs in five cities.
So we're looking at level one and level two trauma centers that are tied and located in these areas to attack the problem.
His six-bill package would require, among other things, that trauma centers provide intervention programs for gunshot victims. Similar measures in Massachusetts, Greenwald says, cut the rate of gun homicide in half among African-American residents. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:25. It's a Christmas miracle, courtesy of Steve Trevelise on New Jersey 101.5. One of Trev's best friends was suffering from kidney disease in desperate need of a transplant. So he came on the air with Steve and made an impassioned plea to our audience.
Robbo Pisani was on dialysis 7 nights a week, 9 hours a day, when he reached out to listeners for help. His prayers soon came true, as Melissa Coleman offered to become a living donor.
Fortunately, in my life, I had never known someone that needed a donor in order to live. So to me, it was the right thing to do.
The two were able to touch base and link up, and Melissa was a match. That led to a successful transplant surgery. And for Robbo, basically living a miracle.
There is light at the end of the tunnel. You know, there is somebody out there, and you got to hope that angel, you know, shines down on you.
Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 526. We're going to get an update of the forecast coming up on the half hour, as it's going to be a windy, chilly day today, and it looks like we could get stormy towards the weekend. Dan will have all the details coming up at 5:30, and we'll update business news next.
Your phone is always with you. And so is New Jersey 101.5. Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere. Download the app.
Anywhere I go in the country, I tune in on the app, and I feel like I'm at home.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now. It's free. Supported by Robert Tekansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28. As we update business news, Asian stocks fell, tracking losses on Wall Street as traders brace for an interest rate hike by the Federal Reserve on Monday. Broad selling knocked U.S. indexes to their lowest levels in over a year. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director, Annette Petriccioni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery, and Sergio Vachau is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.